Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing. Always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true transparency pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
SportsCenter with their early top 10 college basketball poll. They say now that the draft underclassmen deadline has passed, they go with their way too early top 10 men's college hoops teams. Villanova at number 10, Michigan State number 9, North Carolina, Dawn number 8, Virginia number 7, Nevada. Did I say that right?
No.
It's Nevada.
Nevada.
6. Tennessee at number 5.
Tennessee.
Gonzaga. Did I say that right, Dawn?
Yeah.
Number 4, Kentucky number 3. Was that right? Duke number 2, and Kansas number 1. Jason Swain joins us at Swain Event, SwainEvent.com, and got a new radio gig too, Swain.
Ooh, Swain.
Yeah, I'm trying to be like y'all. I'm trying to be on the radio now. I want people to hear me when they in the car. Yeah.
When are you going to be on and where?
Monday is the start of the show, 8:50 a.m. and 100.9 FM, new sports station called Rocky Top Sports. So that's where... That's where I'll be every morning, 7 to 10.
There you go.
And I'm excited about it. I'm big time like you guys, almost.
Are you an early riser by choice?
Absolutely, absolutely. I get up at like 5 every morning and get rocking and rolling for the show at 7 every morning. So I'm excited about it. But, yeah, I'm an early riser. When you play ball, you kind of have to be. You got to get up and get your workout in. So
do some squat thrusts and side straddle hops.
Yeah, all that stuff. All that
stuff. He didn't know how to respond to you, Mike.
Much of it lately. I just shoot hoops for my cardio, but yeah, I remember those days.
Well, when you have kids, I mean, things change. So it's hard to find time to do much of anything.
Exactly.
Jeremy Pruitt with momentum in the 2019 recruiting class, and then yesterday signs a kid in the 2018 recruiting class, is still piling up 4 stars in that group too.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like that was a plan for some time. You move Alante Taylor over to corner, knowing that you probably can bring in another receiver. And, hey, this new signee, he may play corner. I watched his film. He's definitely a receiver. I mean, he's special with the ball in his hand. But if Tennessee needs help at corner, I can see them doing that. But this kid's natural position is definitely receiver with the ball in his hands. He's hard to tackle one person. He can cut on a dime, super, super elusive. I really like this pickup. But, it was a plan for a while. South Carolina kind of passed on him for whatever reason, and Tennessee was able to pick him on up, and hopefully he can come in and fill a void early for this team.
Jason Swain with us at Swain Event is the Twitter handle, SwainEvent.com.
Swain, how did the whole – Darren Kirkland thing go down? Because he tweeted out his explanation, I'm leaving and I'm gone, and then there was going to be a meeting, and then there was a meeting, and then he's good to go again.
Well, let me first say, just being in his position, being hurt, having success your freshman year and then getting hurt your sophomore year and not kind of being the player that you once were, and yeah, that can play a toll on you psychologically. Then with Kirkland, he had a new coach come in, a complete culture shock, and he was out during the spring. There's really no way to hold down your position and prove to the new coaches that you are a special player besides practicing. Well, he wasn't really able to do that. And, Cortez Sapp, making his presence felt. Daniel Petulli, the year he had last year, he's probably one of the few bright spots on the defense last year, him and Nigel Warrior. I can see with this new scheme how Dan Kirkland can kind of feel like there's not a place for him. And, hey, he graduated in 3 years. And, hey, why not maybe explore getting a fresh start? And what's weird is the statement that was put out by him really before meeting with the coaches. I thought that was a little weird. But, glad that when they did meet, they came to a common ground and they decided that what's best for Darren was to stay at Tennessee. you know, I talked about this on my show. You know, if Kirkland wants to go to the league, where are you going to travel to? Where are you going to transfer to? Where are you going to have a coaching staff that can prepare you for the NFL? Honestly, better than Tennessee, besides Ohio State, Alabama, Clemson, and those type of schools. And I don't know if they would even take him, really, with some of the injury history. So I just thought it was the best fit for him to kind of stay where he was at and be developed by a group of coaches that have put a lot of guys in the league.
You mentioned, and this was the concerning part to me, that he put out that statement without sitting down and having that conversation with coaches. Where was the communication? What? How does that kind of go by the wayside? What's the why there on the communication factor?
Well, that's a thing that Jeremy Pruitt will now have to make adjustments as a head coach.
Yeah.
I mean, has anyone ever talked about a social media policy? You look at around the country and, you know, coaches have one. You know, Dabo has one where during the season you cannot use Twitter at all. You can read Twitter, but you can't tweet. You know, other schools allow their players to tweet during the season and uses Twitter as a moment to teach them when to say things, what to say. But has Jeremy Pruitt really instituted a social media policy? Because that's weird to put out a statement before you meet with the coach. Usually you meet with the coach, you meet with your parents, you know exactly what you're doing. And then when you are 100% sure, it's okay, then put out the statement. But just a really, really sequence of events there. But like I said before, I'm just glad everyone is good now and everyone's kind of focus on this summer, because this summer is going to be crucial for this football team if they're going to win more than what people think they're going to win.
Well, and when that story happened at the end of the week, we talked about, and I'm sure you did too, Darren Kirkland Jr., really, really smart kid, good guy. Wish him nothing but the best. And it's been unfortunate because he's an exceptionally gifted athlete. But Swain, his career at Tennessee, obviously the freshman All-SEC season, but then marred by injury since then, it's got to be a frustrating thing.
Absolutely. I really empathize with him. I know, kind of what he's going through. You know, I didn't have a complete culture change with a new coach coming in and just revamping everything. I mean, you got to think about it. He thrived in a 4-3 system, and here you go. You have a 3-4 coming in, and you're not probably one of the top two guys. That's probably Betuli and Sapp right now. Yeah. That would be like me being a wide receiver, and for Coach Former, and then Paul Johnson coming in and say, "Hey guys, we're gonna do this triple option. I'm out of there. Sorry, I'm not blocking for 90% of the game." So that's different. That's different, and you have all these questions going on in your mind, and I can understand wanting a fresh start. So people at the end of the day need to understand that these are young men. These are not professionals. And they have this really small window to capitalize on some God-given talent and abilities. And when it's affected by injuries, I mean, it can really leave some self-doubt, and you need some positive reinforcement from your teammates, from your coaches. I'm glad that Darren Kirkland was able to get that.
That being said, break down his game and kind of his body style. How can he fit in the 3-4 defense?
Well, when I've seen him play over the years, very smart. So was able to come in and contribute early. And you remember he was battling with Colton Jumper early in his career. And Colton was more of a smarter player and knew where to go when Kirkland was a freshman. But Kirkland was more athletic, and people really kind of exposed Jumper a little bit in the passing game, things like that. And then, when Kirkland got in, he was a great sideline-to-sideline linebacker, very athletic, fast. I'm not sure how he's going to adjust being one of those, Reggie Ragland's, Rashad Evans type of guy that when they hit you, you go backwards. I don't know how physical Darren Kirkland is going to be in a 3-4. That's something that Daniel Betuli is really great at. That's going to be a huge adjustment for him in 3-4. And he's not the only guy that has to adjust during the summer who was out during the spring. TK is in that mix. He's Todd Taylor Jr. Trey Smith is in that mix. But, no one worried about Trey Smith because he's awesome. But Juwan Jennings, there's a lot of guys that have a lot of ground to make up to prove to the coaches that they deserve playing time.
Jason Swain with us every Thursday at 5:15. Swain, congrats on the new gig, and we always appreciate hearing from you, man.
Hey, thank you so much. I really appreciate the support, and I look forward to next week. Y'all have a great weekend, and we'll talk next week.